Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm happy. I'm happy for musical fare, because at the end of the day, the residents, majority of the residents, as you know, when we did our referendum, but of course it couldn't go to vote, the people that signed the petitions, they didn't want to spend $11.4 million for a private entity. Okay, that was number one. But the real purpose behind the whole thing, the reason why the people got involved, is they don't want the PUD zoning, because it's in the middle of a lawsuit. But we didn't feel that musical fair belonged there. But most, when I say we, I mean the people that signed our petitions and read, you know, stuff like that. Okay, so I'm not speaking for 10 people. And they also didn't want to spend the money. They didn't feel it was their responsibility. Plus, the state gave money and the county was giving money for musical fare. And, you know, there's other things they could do. And I think the choice that they made, which is ironic because I had spoken to people back last March, April, and May about it, and thought of ECC maybe, but more importantly, 716, especially since Brian Higgins was going down to run, you know, studio, or not studio, arena, but all of it over there, right? So we're happy because they don't have the money and the taxpayers don't have the money, okay? And the fact that they found a home is most important, because so many people said, oh, they're just naysayers. No, it had to do with PUD zoning to begin with, and the town is not giving up on that. There's a lawsuit still, the residents, and I say the town, I mean the residents, there's a lawsuit still out there for that. But the musical fair, we were loud and clear. We're not against you, but we don't want to pay for you. You want to do this privately? Go ahead. So that's pretty much how we, you know, how everybody looked at it. It was a financial thing, but it wasn't just about musical fair. As a matter of fact, the Buffalo, the, what do you call it? I can't even think of it off the top of my head. The other project with the animals and the historic, you know, homes and all that stuff, that's not happening as I'm hearing it right now either. Okay, so it's all staying put. And that piece of property is a beautiful, valuable piece of property, the residents of the town of Amherst. It's still in litigation, but it still should remain that. And the sad part is the town let that building deteriorate. That was a historic building. You know, so the thing that the people should learn from this is that you, in every town, city, village, whatever board, whether it be a town board, whatever it be, okay, even the county legislator, you can do what we the people did. Have your voices heard. It's not being argumentative. It's letting the people that represent us know what you really feel and come up with the best decisions for the town, okay, and its people. And there's usually a lot less of this going on that we had to go through because it was getting pretty ugly. But I know people were, one of the members, one of the Amherst Concerned Citizens guys that Bill, he's walking down the street, people were actually tooting the horn, and he didn't know why until he turned on the radio. You know, I had just got home, and I turned on the radio. I was like, we're happy for Musical Fair. That's the most important thing we can say. But Randy Kramer chose that profession, like most people choose their business, and you go up and down. There's not a lot of governments and people, you know, that can do that kind of stuff. Just to say, oh, yeah, here's $11.4 million. We're going to build you out. And what if it didn't work? Then what do the people do?
How much of a tax increase could that have been if Musical Fair Theater had been in that funded Amherst Central Park?
Well, I guess that's not the point of it, because the whole point of the referendum, Tom, was that at the end of the day, it's the PUD zoning. That zoning was meant to allow Musical Fair, to allow the historic houses to move there, to do whatever. That takes all the zoning off of everything. So the taxes would have went up 11.4%, yeah, period, because they were getting rid of the bill. They were making all the changes around Musical Fair and then the other stuff in the back, you know, for the park and the walk thing. That's not to say that stuff won't happen. Okay. The point was the people wanted their voices heard and they were never asked. And that's the lesson that all governments should take, that the people's voices matter. And the majority of people, if you look at the town of Amherst, like we just did a survey too. That survey result should be coming out at the next meeting or so. You know, the percentage of people, and the survey was about, you know, what your thoughts of the board are, you know, the way they perform, the things that they've accomplished. And 96% are not happy. Okay. And that's a lot of people that filled out that survey. So that'll be interesting to see and hear too. Again, none of this was ever intended as a destruction, like rip someone apart. But when people's voices are not heard, we did it the right way. We did it the way government said we could do it. But the thing that really upset the people after we did the survey is they pulled it. And they wouldn't let, not the survey, the referendum, and they wouldn't let it go to vote. See, they should have let it go to vote. They should have let the people have that choice. So as much as some people may say, oh, it's just all those people in town of Amherst, those neighbors. We wanted a referendum. We wanted to have permission to go out and let everybody's voices be heard. And whatever that would result in, then that would be the result. Does that make sense?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.